So you got all your updates applied, huh?
Yeah, all the updates got applied.
Did you transfer stuff?
I did the transfer. Well, I got it at noon, and so while I was working, I would just keep on, you know, moving through the steps one by one. And like four and a half hours later, I was flashing back to that Hypercritical episode. It's great.
I'm sure it's actually gotten better since then. I remember Ryan was like the first came out.
Yeah, it was, you know, many steps, and then at the very end it says, but wait, your me's in the me parade won't transfer unless you move them. And I'm like, whatever.
I don't think I ever figured out the me's. I had to like recreate them.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand what happened to the me's either.
And also, like, the problem with the Wii timing is that the me's I made for my children were like the age they were when the Wii came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not like Kate is this little tiny, you know, 2-year-old.
Right, right. Now that's not helpful.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn on the thing. I could do that. The thing's on now.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to go to a chat room, maybe.
And we're live.
Doing your own streaming now?
I'm doing my own streaming. It's Marco style.
Is it the same chat room, though?
Chat room is The Incomparable.
Oh, I got to go ahead and make a new thing. Join chat room. Same server?
Oh, just slash title. Yeah, yeah, same server.
The Incomparable?
The Incomparable. Yep. Oh, no. Crazy things. All right. Yeah. Hello, people out there on the internet. Woo, spooky reverb if I leave my thing unmuted. Don't do that. John, you still with me?
Yep.
All right. I feel good about this. Although I can't get the title to change.
What, the topic in the chat?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
That's it. Slash topic, Incomparable 199, and then I can paste in the little... Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, look at us. All right. And I sent a thing. All of my old ways of doing things are totally different now. So it's extra confusing. But hey, it's working, I think. We're live on the new thing. Very different from the old thing. We tested the new thing out on Sunday night and got it to work, which I was encouraged by. Is it? Oh, no. Scott McNulty is going to be here, and he's online.
Oh.
Who else said they were going to be here is the question, and didn't back out.
Yeah, that narrows it down a bit.
Oh, David Lohr said he would be here, but not about Game of Thrones, so that's fine, because we can just dump him off, but he's not online. He sent me a note saying he's having Skype login problems.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Does he live in like Kansas or something?
Indiana.
Same thing.
How dare you, sir.
Wow, those aren't even close. They got like Missouri in between them.
Actually, I've spent a decent amount of time in both of them. He's not that wrong.
Yeah, I know. Shh.
The country, there's the states that touch the water, and then there's the other ones.
Wow. That is you are fulfilling all of the stereotypes.
I know.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
I heard a laugh that could only be Scott McNulty, the silent assassin.
That's right.
Yep.
I kill you with kindness. Silent kindness.
Someone in my Twitter stream keeps posting pictures of frogs. They have frogs in their backyard that like stick to their big umbrella. They're always, you know, upside down looking at you when they're sitting at, I guess, their picnic table. And the tweets are always say, assassins! And so I guess that's Scott McNulty. Little green Scott McNulty clinging to your backyard umbrella.
See, now, I thought Dan and Tony both RSVP'd for this.
I don't know. Maybe.
Very confusing.
Hmm.
We're going to see which WB shows they watched.
Yeah, I need somebody to tell us about Arrow.
Don't look at me.
No. Don't look at me either.
I don't know.
I know nothing about no Arrows.
I'm so behind on shows. I see like ads for these shows as I'm flipping through. There's all these new shows that I haven't heard of before.
Yeah, for me, that's like all of them.
Oh, no, I'm not calling Renee Ritchie. He doesn't get to be on. He has his own show.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Renee. I just mistyped you. You're not invited. You have your own TV show. Do your own thing on your own TV show.
What's the new show that's like from the creators of Lost or something? I'm going to go.
From Damon Lindelof, there's the Leftovers.
Oh, actually, yeah. I've seen teasers for that. It's got Patterson Joseph. That's good enough for me. I will watch it.
It's based on a novel, and basically the concept is what if 2%, I think, of the Earth's population just vanished one day? And so it's sort of like a what if they had the rapture and you weren't invited?
2%?
Yeah.
Does that fulfill my criteria for things I like about the end of the world? Because that's more just like a flesh wound.
Right.
Like a scratch.
Yeah, I was worried it was based on the Left Behind books, and I was like, oh God, no.
No,
thank goodness.
Definitely not. Although there is a Left Behind movie being with Nicolas Cage
that's coming out.
Nicolas Cage.
They're rebooting the Left Behind movie.
They are. They're leaving it behind again.
Every time someone tweets at me and says, you also have to play Left Behind, I'm like, seriously? A video game about the Rapture, but they all mean the expansion to The Last of Us. So I'm always confused. Same title.
Jeez.
Apocalypse.
That is confusing. There are so many apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Yeah. The way I see these ads for these TV shows is in, you know, fractional second bursts as I 30-second skip through them. And so that's how I saw The Leftovers. It was like something about houses being empty, or I'm like, well, that could be the end of the world. I might watch that. And then I saw like from the creators of Lost or whatever. So
it's about the financial crisis.
Yeah.
Considering I have I have the Americans all recorded and haven't looked at it. And I'm not done with Orange is the New Black. So don't spoil that for me on the show, please.
I haven't even started season 2.
Oh, I've watched
it. And I may not. I haven't decided yet.
It's good so far.
David, you out there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. I think maybe this is it. I think maybe we're it, which is fine because it's a manageable number of people.
What are you going to do, Jason? Are you just going to be able to relax? You don't have much less rank.
I know. Weird. It's weird. Why aren't there 9 people all fighting to talk at once?
I can be like 3 or 4 clones. It's
okay.
Oh,
okay. So everybody should be recording if they aren't traditionally habitually recording. I like to say it just in
recording.
Case.
Recording.
Recording.
All right. That's good.
It's recording.
Like, it's like a million degrees in here. It's like 78 degrees in my garage, and I feel so hot because I'm jealous. I made lemon marmalade because the lemons were going to go bad. And boy, that standing over a boiling pot for an hour is not conducive to make feeling comfortable. It's just. Yeah, just say. Mm. But, oh, it's so good. It tastes so good.
None of that happens in my house.
That's from your wife's cookbook, Scott.
I know.
Food and Jars, asked for it by name at a bookstore that carries books about canning.
Demanded. Even at bookstores that don't carry canning books.
That's right, demanded by name.
That's right. Walk into, like, a plumbing supply store and just demand Food and Jars and see what happens. They'll probably escort you
follow-up,
out.
Follow-up, preserving by the pipe.
Yes. Yeah, is that really anything but a cut down version of Food and Jars, or is it more original material? Should I buy it to complete the set, Scott, or is it unnecessary because I already own Food and Jars?
I believe it is in fact necessary.
Oh, okay.
I thought and she's writing a third one, so you're gonna have to buy that one as well.
Well, I don't want to buy the third one without having read the second one.
That's right.
That's because I'll lose track of all the characters.
Food outside jars. Get ready. Yeah.
Well, that's the one where they drop the jars into Mount Doom, and you know you can't miss that.
What happens when food stops being polite
and gets real?
It starts getting in jars.
It's out of the jars.
it's what's left behind.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is all brilliant.
So.
No, you just encouraged.
It's called viral marketing, Scott. Get with it.
I'm with it. I'm encouraging. Right. Come on. My retirement plan is Marisa gets rich. Mm-hmm. So let's keep this going.
That's my retirement plan too. Wait a second.
What?
Well,
your retirement plan. Is my wife.
This all happens after Lex kills his children.
That's right.
It's all because it's apocalypse based.
That's what happened to the 2%. They all, you know.
Yeah,
someone with a limp and got scared.
Asking people for favorite moments for Incomparable number 200, there was a surprising number of things involving John inviting Lex's children to come live with him and not be killed.
All are welcome.
It's a special moment. It's a warming moment. Okay, so we'll talk about things that aren't Game of Thrones, and then we'll talk about Game of Thrones. Who's on for Game of Thrones? Everybody but David?
I am.
Scott?
I am.
All right.
Just David.
It's just David. He hasn't seen it.
He doesn't like
Thrones. He's in the Lex position of having not seen it.
It's really good. You should watch it.
Yeah.
I try and I kind of go, and I tried with the books and went,
Well, I did that with the books.
I don't recommend the books.
Yeah.
All right. So the idea is that we're going to start with, basically, it's almost like a what are you reading kind of thing. It's like shows you saw this year that you would like to talk about. Maybe recommend them and we'll discuss them a little bit. Maybe scare people away if you really want to. But ideally, it would be more fitting for us to talk about things that we actually kind of liked or found interesting. I definitely expect that we'll be talking about Orphan Black a little bit. I'd like to keep the pre Game of Thrones part of the show a little bit lighter on spoilers, mm-hmm. So that people can kind of graze and decide that they want to dive in, and then we'll go off into Game of Thrones land. Okay, here we go.
Westeros.
I do mean that.
Game of Thrones is coming.
Game of Thrones land is in a theme park where people are beheaded. It's a terrible theme park.
It's quite a theme.
Yeah. Yes, decapitation is the theme of the Game of Thrones theme park. And they said it wouldn't work, but anyway. Erica, if you do run out of shows to watch, mm-hmm. Da Vinci's Inquest, Degrassi, and Caillou, all available in Canada.
I wish I could punch you through the microphone.
Hey, Republic of Doyle.
I'm just listing things, the Canadian things. SCTV also available.
Continue.
Anyway.
Well, that one's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Caillou.
And nobody, Green Gables.
Nobody likes Caillou.
I liked Caillou.
Oh, man.
No.
Even my kids time were like, oh, he should die. I'm like, oh. And I knew what happened to the voice actor. And I was like, oh, no.
It's not a show
for adults, but I like the fact that it showed a kid of the appropriate age doing age-appropriate things. Like some shows, he would like tie his shoes. And I was like, good. You can see another child your age learning to tie his shoes.
Spoilers. Spoilers. Spoilers for Caillou. He learns to tie his shoes. We've ruined it now.
The Good Wife features no shoe tying scenes, as far as I can remember.
Next season,
maybe that'll be the shocking season finale.
Anybody watch Mad Men?
I watch Mad Men.
I watch Mad Men.
I'm a couple seasons.
That's what I've been talking about because Jason is super duper behind.
Yeah,
I'm caught up.
In that, I only watched the one season and haven't watched it.
There's now a giant computer on Mad Men.
Yeah, the computer's now. You gotta catch
it's up. Kill them all.
Oh, good. So it's like a Star Trek episode. That's excellent.
Exactly. Don Draper has to convince it through force of will to destroy itself.
So, Erica, I talked to David Smith about – David Smith? Robert Smith.
Robert Smith.
Robert Smith, question mark, about writing something for his Star Trek book. And the episode I picked features an android who where smoke comes out of his ears because they make him think things that are illogical. Because I thought, I can write something about that.
That is awesome. That is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's got the most absurd scene in all of Star Trek, which is the little play that they put on with Scotty dying of being sad and the androids are very confused. And yeah. So I'm looking forward to writing something about that. That's fun. Thank you for suggesting us for that.
You are welcome. Yeah. He has a tendency to get the same people every year. So I was because they've done the two Doctor Who books so far. And I was just like, yeah, it would be nice to read something by other folks.
Other people.
People that I know can write.
Are you doing one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What episodes are you doing?
I haven't chosen yet. I told them, you know, this week's kind of crazy, so I'll choose next week.
You should use Scott's random trek generator to choose them for
That's
you.
Actually how I chose mine.
That's how
And I'll wind up with another season one Voyager episode.
I have a very complicated method of picking.
Well, Scott already has the list. It's already pre-picked. He's just staring at it. It's just Voyager and Enterprise as far as
I did say this is not how you would do a podcast if you were not picking it randomly, because why would you?
That's not how you would do it. But
let's talk about more Voyager.
That's how Scott total party kill.
Well, on our last episode, Lisa and Brianna both revealed that they love Voyager, and Erica and I just sat there and we're like,
nope.
Yeah, I was listening to that and I was like, well, I don't know.
Janeway is not the reason. Janeway is not the reason that Voyager is not a good show. No, she is not the reason.
Not at all.
Well, she's a reason. I don't like her either.
Speaking of Janeway, we didn't even talk about Orange is the New Black either.
Oh, you're right. I haven't seen it.
I called it earlier today. I said to my wife, we should watch Orphan is the New Black.
Yeah. Who, Scott, is it you who thinks that it's all happening on the holodeck?
That is my supposition. Yes.
I like that idea. I think I might. That would actually make me want to watch season two more.
You could probably connect it up to the Snow Globe verse. Go to the whatever the Snow Globe wiki page is. It's probably a connection.
Wow.
The Tommy Westfall universe.
There's so much TV to watch, and I'm so behind on it. So yeah, Orange is the New Black and Mad Men and most of Breaking Bad I haven't watched, and yeah.
I think Orange is the New Black will be more rewarding for you than Mad Men if you're trying to pick amongst those, but you should look at first, because Orange is the New Black is shorter and more popcorn-y.
Yeah.
It's true. But Breaking Bad, you should make time for Breaking Bad if you haven't watched
that
it.
That is not popcorn-y.
Not popcorn-y. That's the problem with a lot of these shows is that I know that they're good, but then, you know, it's 9:45 and we got time to watch one-hour show and it's been a long day, and Lauren and I look at each other and we're like, I don't want to watch the existential dread of Don Draper, right?
Well, I don't know how you got through True Detective then, because that is just heavy stuff.
I don't know. How do we get through The Wire?
Short.
We prioritize True Detective over, well, that there's that too. This is 8 episodes, whereas this is like 90 episodes. So, yeah. I'll get there.
I mean, I like Breaking Bad, but I have to admit, the main reason I watch it is because my dad lives out there, and I lived out there for a year, so I just like seeing everything. Going, I know where they shot that. I know where that is. So,
yeah, that show made me never want to live in Arizona or New Mexico, wherever the hell they are.
New Mexico, not. Yeah, you talk about California being a sunblasted hellscape, John. I got your sunblasted hellscape.
Oh, yeah, at least you got some hills.
Yes, with horses
and
on them
and water somewhere near you.
We do. We do. That was a funny moment. John was at my house the other week, and he. Well, it was my wife or my daughter mentioned Horse Hill, which is the hill behind our house. And Sean says, did you say Horse Hill? Like, how could there be animals anywhere around here? And it's like, yes, there are horses on the hill. You can see them. They're alive.
Well, their bones are there, right?
It's not a
sticking up out of the ground.
It's not a gulch. It's not a ravine.
Horse gulch.
It's a hill with horses on it. Gulch is where you find the dead, the bones of the horses. It's in a gulch or a ravine. But not on the hill. Those are happy horses in our sunblasted hellscape. Every time I see the beautiful golden brown hills of Northern California now, I hear John Syracuse's voice saying sunblasted hellscape every time.
Denver's like that too. So I don't feel bad. It's even closer to the sun.
We get no rain 6 months of the year, or now 9 months.
Never.
Or ever. Yeah.